The Plucky Haggis, Saturday, 19th of June 2010. Post-Spring Watch Juvenile Delight. Whether you're an avid fan or casual observer of the Spring Watch programme, one can't fail to be impressed with the display and variety nature provides. But getting in amongst it and witnessing nature firsthand, even the most simplest of wildlife, is a must if you're to appreciate the 3D package. Sadly, many of us are too busy, relying solely on the media to uncover worlds on our doorsteps, let alone reveal nature's secrets further afield. Without such documentary-type entertainment, we'd be left more ignorant and arrogant. Thanks to the BBC and others, we're kept in touch with our surroundings, more educated and informed. In this, is my license fee justified? One more note about Spring Watch, regarding discussion threads. What a fantastic community of interesting people, educating, helping one another, having fun, and from time to time, the odd pop or two. Every family is bound to have a few squabbles, like Goldfinch, over differing opinions and points of view. Such diversity itself is an accepted part of life's rich tapestry. It would actually be a terrible world if everyone thought the same. But here and there emotions spill over and people get hurt. Most of it builds character, prevents a degree of dumbing down, blinkered vision and intolerance. As such, we've more in common with nature than we'd perhaps like. Looks like we've got to the bottom, so to speak, of the funny Dunnock story. Thanks to the bulletin board, who enlightened me to a very rarely seen but not uncommon behaviour. The aloft derrière most likely belonged to a recently impregnated female. Her promiscuous behaviour was offering another male opportunity to mate with her. Only if he can dislodge the sperm packets carrying and rams his own home, as yours truly probably witnessed. Well, I never. I've just added a fancy flag counter to record my growing number of global visitors. More the merrier, and welcome to you. Blackbirds are doing just great with second broods front and back gardens, and are making the most of additional food put out during this breeding season, including an indulgence of rehydrated mealworms. Their pierce-perfect alarm calls informs all when the kestrel or sparrowhawk or other threat descends from airspace, immediately reinforced by dispersal and silence. Males don't take kindly to starling competition either, providing fascinating displays of scrap and flight. Amazingly, they fledged as I wrote this, complete with parental black alarm. But the stars of my garden show this spring must be the yellowhammers, or as we sometimes refer to them as, the Scots canary. You've got to love yellow humbug face of the male, slightly more discreet in female and juveniles. And their song, Little Bit of Bread and No Cheese, or Scottish, Deal, 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 Tacky. As these buntings are rarely seen in gardens, they're all the more welcome. Flowering foxgloves are feeding a number of different bumble. My leafcutter bees were much later to emerge than I'd expected, but did. So I'm keen to double the holes for this year's egg cells, and hopefully capture their emergence next spring. Roses are always delightful in June, but they've done much better this year as the menacing aphids were less abundant to nip off new buds. Thank you, long harsh winter, late spring, stuttering start to summer, and hungry juveniles. Of late, I've been monitoring a common seven-spot ladybird whose egg-laying brooding on my young grapevine, and hardly moved these 3 weeks. There's little fear of 100-plus daily bird visitors touching it with such a clear message on its wings. Not sure which team colours it represents, but it's about as iconic a British insect as you can get. Unlike the European harlequin invader. Want to understand more about the 26 recognised species of UK ladybird? Check out the downloadable guide via this link, or even help with a survey. That's it for another fortnight. Though with so much going on, I often want to post weekly. Next time I hope to get a little further afield than my garden boundaries. On tour, the Plucky Haggis.